I finally quit smoking years ago. What a breath of fresh air. However, it wasn't until recently when I discovered Zippix toothpicks that I was finally able to curb my nicotine cravings forever. And trust me, I tried everything. Vaping, dipping. Zippix toothpicks are simply a cleaner and more convenient and discreet way to get the job done, and they're available in 6 great and long-lasting flavors. They're perfect for Ole Miss football games, flights, or pretty much everywhere else smoking and vaping are banned. And Zippix toothpicks offers options with up to 3 megs of nicotine. It's finally time to give your lungs a break and start anew. Give Zippix toothpicks a try today at ZippixToothpicks.com. You'll get 10% off at checkout if you use code TOC for Talk of Champions. That's promo code TOC at checkout for 10% off your order. Must be 21 or older to order. Warning, nicotine is an addictive chemical. Zip more and smoke less with Zippix toothpicks. A proud sponsor of the Talk of Champions podcast network. Ole Miss is an annual hotspot for summer fun in the sun, from days on the lake to the endless festivals and concerts in and about town. Make sure you've dressed the part with a pair of handmade quality First Wear comfort boots from Tecovas. Tecovas boots come in a timeless Western style that can elevate any casual look or add a refined flair. The best way to shop for boots is at a local Tecovas store, where you'll be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. Or visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. And don't go gently, y'all. Come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Stay cool in a short-sleeve moisture-wicking pearl snap. Make your own shade with one of Tecovas' classic straw hats, new in both men's and women's styles. Tecovas has those perfect boots waiting for your summer of style. Visit Tecovas.com. Tecovas, a proud sponsor of the Talk of Champions podcast network.
Hey Revs, Jared Ivey. Welcome back to Ivy League, presented by Riverland Roofing and the Ole Miss Spirit. I'm here with Chucky Mullins Award-winning KD Hill. How you doing, brother?
I'm great, bro. How about you?
I'm doing good, man. It's good to see you. It's been a minute.
Hey, it's good to see you too. Always glad to be back.
You know? So let the people know, I know you from Eufaula. What was it like growing up in Eufaula, man?
Country. Really just, you know, small town kid, big dreams, got me to where I'm at today, and just always went fishing. Spent a lot of time in Union Springs, Alabama, on Highway 82 as well. So.
Man, the people don't know this. We used to fish a lot, man.
Oh, yeah. Was
go to Coach Biagi crib, catch some brim. Being from Eufaula, like, what was the football like, and how was your recruiting process just coming out of high school? Like, I feel like small town vibes is maybe hard to get noticed out there.
Well, actually, if you got big dreams, nothing can stop you if you continue to stay motivated and believe in yourself when others don't. I had big dreams ever since I was a young kid when I first started playing football in the fifth grade. And after that, throughout middle school, the kids, I would tell them I will play in the SEC, I will go to the NFL. And I received my first offer in 10th grade from Troy, Auburn, and South Alabama. And after that, it shot up, and Eufaula being known for football with Jarrell Jernigan, Courtney Upshaw, all those guys, and just being able to just see everything that I've worked for and everything that I wanted to be in life come to pass. And after leaving high school, I finished with over 40 offers, which was truly a blessing. And not once did my character change. I continue to remain humble because I knew the work wasn't done yet. It had just started.
Absolutely. Yeah, so what went into the decision to come to Ole Miss? 40 schools is a lot of schools to look at, and I know a lot of them were contenders.
Well, family atmosphere and Chucky Mullins Award, which we all know I won. Coach Freeze, I sat in that meeting and watching, learning more about Chucky. As I sat there in that seat, I said, I will wear that number one day. And it came to pass because of hard work, but also belief, believing in myself and just trusting God, because I knew if he brought me that far, he wasn't going to leave me. And so just really the family atmosphere, the small town vibes reminded me of Eufaula, Alabama, country boy, and wanted to wear that award and put my name in stone.
No doubt. So what was that? What was that moment like? I remember being at practice when they told you that you wanted it and we all went crazy. What was that moment like?
Man, I still get chills, man. To this day, had tears in my eyes because only the real people who knew the work I put in and seen me putting that work in, knew how much work I put in. And to see it just all pay off, man, I can't even put it into words. And I still feel that way today since my accident, all the things that I've been accomplishing. I'm just living in the moment right now. I'm just focusing on where my feet is at today because I haven't even scratched the surface yet. Mm-hmm. That's the scary thing.
Yeah, no, I also love that you wore the number. Scotty wanted to put the patch on and all that. I thought it was very cool that you wore the number too.
Yeah, most definitely. Just wear it with pride. That number means a lot. That award means a lot here. Not to just to the university, to Miss Karen Phillips, and it's a lot of hard work that goes into that number. And when you wear that number, you have to wear it with pride because it does. Doesn't just represent yourself, but it represents Chucky as what he carried himself when he was here. So
no doubt. So I heard you say you met with Coach Freeze and he told you about Chucky and his story and that was a big piece in you coming here. What was it like going through the coaching transition and having Lane come in and kind of flip the script?
Well, I was able to adjust to change. In life, we have to adjust to change because we all know adversity is going to come. You have to be able to adjust to those adversities in our life. So being able to have different coaching staffs while I was here was able to help me with life as well. Mm-hmm. But I enjoy all of my coaches. Coach Matt Luke, Coach Freeze, Coach Kiffin, all of them have different personalities. And so it was just great getting to know all three of them.
No doubt. You got a favorite?
I don't have a favorite. I love all of them.
How about a defense? You have a favorite defense from each of these time periods and switches?
I could say all of the defensive coordinators has played a big role in my life. Mm-hmm. Man, they all made different impacts in my life.
For sure.
I give a lot of credit to all of them as great men. Not only did they care about me as a football player, but as a person and me growing and developing as a man.
Absolutely. Yeah. CP was a great dude, and he's I think he's with Seattle now. And I know. Sed was saying that they were interested in getting at him, and that he would be excited to play for CP again. He's a great dude. All right. So, what was the transition from the end of your senior year into training for your pro day and training to go to the next level like?
Everything that a young kid dream of, that dream that you get in the beginning, and you constantly tasting it, but once you get it, you just drool over it.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
I do.
So just training in Fort Lauderdale at Bomarito Performance System and just soaking it all in every day, just giving God the glory because I knew that in that moment, it's something that I always wished for and prayed for, and I was living in it. I would always look back at a lot of people that I knew, they were back at home training. Man. Mm-hmm. And so you can't take that for granted. So take advantage of the opportunity. And so when Pro Day came around, all 32 teams were there. It wasn't no turning around.
Mm-hmm.
I had to jump off the plane.
Absolutely.
And so it was time to go. And all my work paid off. Ended up going there. Got drafted by the Orlando Guardians in the XFL. And went to the New York Jets, the Buffalo Bills, Rookie Minicamp, did an amazing job there. I remember to this day snapping the center's head back pretty much every play because I was so eager and just to show that I got it. And just to show the pride and how hard I played and the hustle and the toughness and just discipline and coachable and leadership skills that I showed. And just knowing after my accident that 3 days later I was going to be in the NFL at the training camp, which I was, but God had other plans for me, and they always are better than our plans.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
So you had this plan for yourself. You saw this vision for your life. Yep. You're at the rookie mini camp. You feel like you're making a name for yourself. And then, obviously things go down. What was that experience like? and just walk me through the process and the timeline of your recovery.
My recovery from my accident. Mm-hmm. So the experience with Ricky Minicount, I still have pictures to this day. I got on my picture frame to show my son and my kids one day, but I got a picture of me looking in the hallway in New York Jets and reading the pictures in the hallway. Mm-hmm. And just things I'm thinking to myself. And I kind of find that amazing because I looked at it as God was preparing me for something far greater. Everything that I had worked for up until then was just preparing me and equipping me to handle everything that came with July 21st. Mm-hmm. I look at the pictures of me at the Buffalo Bills rookie minicamp as well as I'm stretching that. You could just see it in my eyes that I was just soaking it all in and just grateful just to be there. And so when my accident happened on July 21st, when the state trooper first arrived, because he was the first one to arrive on the scene, the first thing I said was, hold my hand and let's pray. In that moment, I was showing gratitude and gratefulness to God while I was in the midst of the fire, as my right leg was sitting right there smashed. Mm. Not once did I cry, and I was trapped for 5 hours. But the thing I learned about the number 5 was, in the Bible, it tells us 5 stands for God's grace, goodness, and favor.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's important.
And so I knew that God had better plans for me. And so, well, to those that are listening, I want to know, can you find gratitude while you're going through the midst of your fire? Can you be thankful for the things that God has already done for you? Because the position you are in now, you've been praying for that. But also, can you know that his plans are always better than ours? Because they are. And that's why I'm sitting here today. Has it been a full year? And look at me. I look better than ever. But if I continue to trust God, eyes haven't seen nor ears have heard the things he's going to do for my life, especially if I continue to spread his word, because he's going to open doors for me that no man can close.
That's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. So how's the adjustment been to wearing the prosthetic? I know I haven't seen you use it. I've always seen you with the scooter. How's that adjustment been?
Well, when I'm back at home and I'm wearing my basketball shorts, I wear it all the time. It's just the way it is. I have a skin graft on my leg, so I have a different type of prosthetic. And so I have a sleeve, and the sleeve is kind of a little too thick to put around my pants. And so I just prefer to have the knee scooter without my prosthetic because it kind of hurts a little.
That's right.
But other than that, man, it took me not even a week to learn how to walk in the prosthetic. They told me I would have to go through a process. Mm. And you know me. They said I would have to start with the cane, then the walker. A week I was walking on. And so that just shows you the type of attitude I have towards life. Instead of having the why me attitude, I always had to try me.
Yeah, I remember first seeing the picture of you in the prosthetic and already walking and joking to the guys and just being like, this man might be the first dude in the NFL to play on a prosthetic. Just the speed at which you were recovering and how comfortable you looked in it just off the rip. Yeah. And then and seeing you still working out pull-ups, push-ups on dumbbell bench and all that and stuff like that. Just, yeah, man, it's just crazy to see you grind through that. Just, it was inspiring to us a lot last season, you know?
Yeah, most definitely, man. I do it for that as well, to inspire others and let them know that the things that God take you through is not meant to harm you, but it's meant to prosper you and show you things that you never knew you had inside of you. But also, I want to leave a footprint. Mm. I want to leave an impact on those that are around me, a lasting impact that'll last forever. And to just let them know that if you keep going, there will be light at the end of the tunnel. And I got my baby boy, Caden, man. He 1 year old. I'm his superhero, man. He's daddy boy. He daddy's baby. He loves him some me, and he keeps me going. And 10 years from now, he's going to be all right.
Yeah.
Daddy going to continue to take care of him and continue to be his superhero and let him know that you will face adversity one day, because adversity, it don't judge no one. No matter the color, no matter how old you are, adversity is going to hit you. But while you're in adversity, can you ask yourself, what am I about to become through this?
All right.
Because I'm not just going through it, but I'm growing through it.
Absolutely. So, yeah, he looks adorable, just like you.
Handsome.
Spot on.
look good.
You look good.
I made some pretty babies.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. All right. So what's been going on recently? Like, where's life got you right now and what you're trying to do just with your voice and impact?
This is how I say it to a lot of people that ask me this question. Whatever the good Lord want me to do, I'm going to do it. Wherever he want me to speak, I'm going to speak. Because wherever he want me to go, it's better for me. It's good for me. He continue to order my footsteps and direct my paths. It'll be good, man. My future will be very bright.
What's up? That's what's up. Do you have any events coming up that anybody from those areas that might be watching might come check out?
Most definitely, man. I'll be speaking tomorrow at the FCA Breakfast of Champion. Next week, I'll be speaking at H Power Company.
Okay.
And then the end of April, I'll be in Las Vegas for about 4 days. I'm flying to speak to the Air Force. So that's truly a blessing, man.
That's what's up. You going to hit the casinos?
You know, I don't gamble.
Nah, I'm just messing with you, dog. Man, you truly have been an inspiration to many. Definitely to me. One of the first guys to take me in and make me feel at home coming to Ole Miss. So I do just want to say I appreciate you for that.
You remember we used to be striking those sleds? Yeah.
You used to hold me hostage after practice to strike them sleds, man. So I really do appreciate that, man. I love you, and I appreciate you coming on, man.
You too, man. I appreciate y'all for having me.
Yeah, no doubt.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.